Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Tes Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we begin a brand new siman today, Shin Chof Tes, which deals with Almi Michalel and Shabbos. So who are you allowed to go and desecrate Shabbos in a life-threatening situation, in a situation of Pikuach Nefashos? So the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph, which can be found in the last line of Kuf Samach Tes Omud Aleph. Kol pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. Any type of life-threatening illness is allowing one to push aside the laws of Shabbos to desecrate, quote, the Shabbos in order to preserve life. The hazar is, and somebody who does this with alacrity, somebody who does this with zeal, harei ze meshubach. Such a person is very praiseworthy. And he adds, afilu noflu deleika b'chotzer acheres. Even if there's a fire, rachmana leslan, in a different courtyard, the yare, and you just have a concern, shetavor lechotzerzu, that it may come to eventually enter into the yard that you're in right now, and it could put the people's life at risk in this new courtyard, which didn't have the fire in it. One is allowed to go put out that fire, even though right now, in that courtyard, nobody's there. And it's just a concern that the fire may come to your courtyard over here, and therefore, one would be allowed to put out the fire before this happens in order to prevent any potential loss of life. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph brings down Kigon. For example, we're talking here the Ika Sham Cholim Oktanim. We're dealing here where you may have sick people or little children. Shenem Yicholim Levroth. They can't get away from the fire. At least in theory, as we'll see though in practice, Halacha Lemaisa, this doesn't really ever come into play. If there is no risk of life at all, Vada, you can guarantee that there is no risk of life. Then in that situation, you technically are not allowed to put out the fire. You have to preserve life. You can do that if you can guarantee that you can do that. Of course, Lemaisa, that's almost never the situation, as you can see in Deer Shoe. Footnote number one, he brings down from the Ramah in Shin Lamed Dalet, Mutu Lechabo Sreif or Sheish B'Chashas Sakonah. If there's even the slightest concern of a fire, you're allowed to go put it out. And the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, for example, you have somebody that can't escape, and therefore they would be consumed and hurt, Rahman al-Islam, by the fire, and therefore you're allowed to go and put out the fire. And he brings down for the Chazon Ish, nowadays that we have al-pirov, yesh b'sreifa, safek pikuach nefashos, almost every single fire, if you don't put it out, there's a risk of life to somebody, somewhere, somehow. And therefore, if there is no non-Jewish person that can easily put out the fire, 100% mutal yisur lechabosu biatzmo. Practically speaking, you can always put out a fire because there's always a safik pikuach nefashos at least, unless in that rare, rare situation, you can absolutely guarantee that there is no safik pikuach nefashos at all, then you would not be allowed to put out the fire. And Rav Nissen Carlos Shlita adds further that nowadays where our houses are so close to each other, and that if you have a fire in apartment A, it's going to almost certainly potentially go to apartment B, so then absolutely you're allowed to go put out any fire nowadays because of the concern of safik pikuach nefashos for all the other people, even if you can guarantee that this apartment is empty, but the next door apartment, the next door building, the three buildings over, they could all be destroyed, Rahman al-Islam, on fire. You hear all the time of tragedies where an entire lot, an entire block could be, Rahman al-Islam, burned down, and people could get smoke inhalation and all sorts of other medical problems, that you absolutely are permitted and harezeh meshubach to go put out a fire where there is any slight concern of human life loss. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis adds, v'hu adin, the same thing applies, the shori lahafsik bekelim shel matochos. You'd be allowed to go and put out the fire by putting up some sort of a metal utensil or bechlicheris, or some sort of an earthenware utensil that are filled with water, malei mayim. So when the fire reaches there, the water will put out the fire. Afilu tzarech lavi akelim, derech reshus harabim. And you'd be allowed to do this, even if you have to go bring these kelim through reshus harabim, which is the ikah harbi isurim, which involves transgressing many isurim daraisa. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do this for safek pikuach nefashos. He then brings down from the Morgan Avram, cause of the Morgan Avram. Im yochol lahatzil esachol uvekotan, lisa osam derech reshus harabim. You have a choice over here. You could take the sick person or the child away from danger by having to carry them through reshus harabim. They're in the house right now. You're going to have to bring them outside into a real reshus harabim. So af al pikein, even in this situation, mutav l'chabos, it would be preferable to put out the fire. The lo hevi ki im alocha shein atzrich l'gufa, the potter alot. Because in any event, putting out the fire is not something that you want the fire out for the sake of having the fire out. You just don't want it to do damage. As opposed to Masha Enkin, Lava Derech Shus Harabim, when you're carrying the child or the sick person through the Shus Harabim, that's exactly what you want. So therefore, there's a difference in the Isurim that you have to be transgressing. It's actually preferable to put out the fire than go and transgress the Isur, which is allowed, of course, to carry the sick person or the child. The Harbi Poskim Sovereign, the Gambis Manenu, Yeshlan Rishus Harabim. And this is based upon the idea that many Poskim say, say today that we do have still a Rishus HaRabim. The Chayyadim Bechlal Havara Kosav in the Chayyadim, in the Halachos of burning of fire on Shabbos, writes the Ladato, according to his opinion, Mutov Lavar Derech Rishus HaRabim Mishichaba. He says no, he thinks it would be preferable to go and carry the person rather than put out the fire. Ayin Shum, look there in the Chayyadim. Now, the Shaar HaTzion Oz Gimel brings down that the first opinion that we brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah before the Chayyadim says it's preferable to put out the fire, that's based upon the idea that Rove Poskim hold like Rabbi Shimon that say a mlocha shein atzrich l'gufa is not an issa daraisa. The issue footnote number 2 brings down, if you wanted to make some sort of a mechitza between the fire and the areas where the fire could cause damage by putting up water-filled kalim, and that is permissible even if there is no sofik bikuach nefashos, if you don't have to transgress an issa daraisa in doing so. You're not carrying these water-filled containers through a shusarab and just through a karmelis, so then you could do it even if there is no sofik bikuach nefashos. And he says this would be allowed even if they're brand new utensils that are filled with water that would definitely break, because you're saving a financial loss of life, you'd be allowed to do this. And he brings down additionally from the Bir Halacha, sha'afim kavanaso shi'ispaku ha-kalim, even if it's your intention that the kalim will break, you're still allowed to do this because it's only a grumma. The issue footnote number 3 explains the Chayyadim. Why did the Chayyadim, in the second part of the Mishnah Berurah, bring down that he would prefer that you go and transgress the bringing the person through the Rishus HaRabim rather than put out the fire? So he explains, Shebizman Hazeh, he says, Ein lan Rishus HaRabim mehatorah. Chayyadim holds that there is no din of Rishus HaRabim, so therefore it's only a din de Rabbanan of carrying the children or the sick person through the Rishus HaRabim. And he holds that Emlocho Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is a stricter Isser to transgress than this transgression of carrying through a area of a Carmelis, which is only a din de Rabbanan. That explains the Chayyadim's rationale. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ein holchem bepikuach nefesh achar rov. When it comes to a safek pikuach nefashos, we don't say, well, the majority likelihood is this. Instead, you go and save the life, even if it's only a minority. What do we mean by this? So we're going to bring down two very important ideas over here that I'll just mention outside first before we do them inside. And we have two halachic principles. It says, kol ha-poresh miruba poresh. If something separates from a group, we can assume that what's separated out came from the majority of that group. But we have a contrasting principle called kavua kemechzu mechzu domi. Whenever you have a set place, things are in a set place, then we consider everything a 50-50 type of a situation, even though statistically and mathematically that's not the case. Now these are two very, very important halachic principles, which I just mentioned up front now because we're going to see them inside and see the ramifications in regards to pikuach nefashos. So as we just said, we don't follow the row when it comes to pikuach nefashos. And the Mechaber explains, afilu if you have 9 nachrim and you have 1 yid, Yisrael echad b'chotzer, upirash echad mihem l'chotzer acheres, and one of these 10 people moved to a different chotzer, the nofal olav shamapolis, and there Nebuch, he went inside the building and the house fell down upon him. You're not sure if he's alive, you're not sure if he's dead. Mefakin, you have halachically the right to go and go through the rubble, do any isurim that are necessary until you find the person. Hopefully you find them alive, and then you can continue to take care of him. Kivan, the reasoning behind this is Shinishar Kviya Sarisho Bimkomo, since the original group of 10 people, 9 of them are still there. The Mishnah Berurah pointed out Lav Davka didn't have to be 9 there, you just have some of them still remaining over there. Therefore, we apply the principle Chashvinan Le Kemerza Mechza. And this is the principle called Kavua Kemerza Umerza Domi. Anything in a set place, so we view it halachically as being 50-50. So even though it's 9 versus 1, in halacha we say it's 50-50, and therefore if a person left that area, we have the halachic right to assume that it was the yid that left that area, and you can do everything that you need to do for pikuach nefashos for that person on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sif Katan Gimel, Pirish, the Mechaber, to be explained as follows. Lo mi boy, you certainly don't have to tell me, in Beosu Chotzer, Shoyu Botisho, Eina Yudim Chad Yisrael, Nofa Mapolis, Devade Mefachim. Certainly, if the building that the 10 people were in originally, that collapsed, of course you can go and search for everybody over there, because we have the principle, the whole kavua kimertz al mertz adami, because we assume that it's a 50% chance, halachically, even though not statistically, that you're going to be saving a yid's life. And we view this, the ein kan rov ein yudim, we don't view this as the majority being nachrim, but we view the majority over here as being halachically yidin. But even in the case that we give, where one of them leaves, the same halachic principle applies. Sivkot and Dalid, upirash echod, one of them left, and as I pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah says, lav davka echod, lav davka, that one of the 10 left. El afilu pirshu ruba, even if 9 of them left. Ukid the Messiah in Taima, as we will see in a moment, the understanding, kivan shenishar kviyas harishon, since some of the original kviyas, even one person, is still there, that is sufficiently for us to apply this principle. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, the reasoning behind this is as follows. Avshah sofik lo notza b'mokam ha-kviyus, even though the doubt as to which person is underneath the rubble in the other chotzer is not arising from the first kviyus, so it's a chiddush din over here that we don't find any place else in the Torah that we say this. Nevertheless, Rav Vosner, Zatzal, and the Shevet Alevi brings down, Shekvar b'tchilo chol olav shem kavua be'odim mekomo. This kviyus was established when they were in the first place, so this sofik, whether it's a yid or a nachwi, has already taken effect, and therefore we apply the principle of kol kavua kemechzu mechzu domi. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masu Kemerza, adds over here that he says, I saw in the Chidushia Ritva, in Ksubos, Shekosav, the Lo Amrin and Hochi, we don't say this concept of Merza, Merza Domi over here, Rakechi Dezer Shapira Shaya Daito Lach Zul Chabura. That's only applied over here if the person who left the group had intention of coming back. But he says the Ritva holds, in Lo Ayo Daito Lachzor, if he hadn't intended to come back, then we would say the principle of Kol Depurish, when somebody left, Meiruba Parish, that he left from the majority, and then the Halacha would be different. However, the Chofetz Chaim himself says, nobody else holds like that, V'lo Reis is Ebishar Poskim, and therefore, this Ritva is not Le Halacha. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Hey, that we say the Kviyus HaRishon remains in its place, so that determines the Halacha over here, and it's called Mechza, kol kavua, kemechza, mechza dami. The Alpha, God, the Mishbur says, the Ba'alma omru kol de parish, mi ruba parish, even though we normally have a rule that we say something left something sells, it left from the majority, and we give that halachic status of the majority. Afil hechodakvius nishabekomo. Under normal circumstances, we don't apply the rule the way we did. We say that you look at it as the person who left is from the majority. Gabe pikuach nefesh, akila rachmona. That's the whole chiddush over here, that even though here we would normally apply the rule of kol de parish, mi ruba parish, and say that the majority likely was that the person was a nachri. We don't say that over here because of pikuach nefasho, so the rabbis were mekel. Tichsib, because the pasuk tells us v'chai b'hem, lo shiyomas b'hem, the famous rule that we're supposed to live by the principles of the Torah and not die because of the principles of the Torah, which implies mashma shelo yuchal lovo b'shum inyan lidei misas Yisrael. You have to do everything possible not to cause the death of a yid because of shmiras haTorah. The issue footnote number 5 is a very important point. He brings down, in regards to pikuach nefasho, we said we don't go after the rov. Avshel inyan machlokes harofim im tzrichim refuah for a sick person on Yom Kippur. So there, in that situation, Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Shulches Hilchos Yom Kippurim brings down that you do go after the majority. So the majority of the doctors say that the guy shouldn't eat, then you don't feed him. How come we don't say sofek pikuach nefashos lahakel and you don't follow the rov? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita explains, in regard to the sofek im hu Yehudi, is he a yid or is he a nachri, shetzorich lechalel as a Shabbos avurov, and in that situation, halachically, you're allowed to go and desecrate the Shabbos for this person. So there we say you don't go after the rov. But in regards to a machlokus of doctors, as to whether this is a certain level of sickness or not, which is totally in svara v'umdina, that's based upon their knowledge and based upon their understanding and estimation of the sickness over here in medication and what you should and should not do, then we don't say the principle of rov is the critical factor, but you go by the umdina, you go by which of the rofim are better, for example, which of them have more knowledge. And we don't say we follow a minority opinion over there when that's not logical to say that the minority knows better than the majority. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav applied the principle of kol kavua kemechzo mechzo dami, usachvek nefashos lahakel. The Mishnah Berurah explains, therefore, you go after any possibility of saving life over here, and you go sofek nefashos lahakel. And he says, look in the Evan Ezer, Siman Dalet, Sitlam Dalet, the tinok shenimtza be'ir, if you find a baby in a city, sheruba of the gilulim, the majority are akum, ein mechal unlos haShabbos, then you're not mechal Shabbos for that baby. Kiven b'cho yom v'yom, parshim kulam mimakum kviyusim, because every moment people are leaving from the place of the kviyus over there, and therefore, in this situation, we don't apply the principle of kol kavua kemechzo mechzo dami, but you apply the principle of basar rov, you go after the majority. Now, again, I should just point out that the halachas of pikuach nefashos are specifically for yidden over here. And that's because you have to, so to say, be shomer Shabbos in order to be able to be mechalo Shabbos. Somebody who's not shomer Shabbos, so then we're not allowed to be mechalo Shabbos for them. This has tremendous importance as well in dealing with people that are rachmana litzlan, mumrim. And it means, Hashem, if we get a chance, we'll see more of this in Dirshu footnote number 13, either today or tomorrow. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, and the Ramah over there in the Haggah disagrees, Polik Sham. He disagrees with this Evan Ezer, and he brings down a Srile, the Mefchachlin Lova Sagal. You're allowed to go and remove the stubble over here in this situation. He says the whole city is considered a kviyus over here, and it would be the same halacha over here if you in the situation that we just brought down in the Evan Ezer. Ramah disagrees and says you could go and save that child's life. We don't say Bosa Rove. And he says, the Vilna Gaon also, Das Hagor Shom Lifso Kara, also Paskins Lukula over here, that you're allowed to save that child's life. Ayin Shom, look over there. The issue footnote number 6 brings down that the ultimate underlying reason over here is because of a chai behem. Shal yucha lavo b'shum inyan misas Yisrael ayidish mius mitzos. That under no circumstances should we allow a Jewish person to die because we're trying to fulfill Shmiras Shabbos. And except for the three cardinal sins, gila arai, shvichas damim, and avodah zara, you do everything possible to save even a safek b'kuach nefashos. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "Nimsot baderech v'rov ha'ovrim ov the gilulim." He says, if you're on the road and the majority of the people there are over gilulim that are in that area, then like that opinion, l'kuliyama azlinam basa ruva. Then the Prima Gadim brings down, in that situation, even the Ramah would agree that you go after the rov. Again, the halacha l'maisa for much of this is that you go and save any life at any point in time. And this is a famous chasam sofer that we'll learn about also, Mir Tzashem and tomorrow's shir, Mishum Eva. If it became known that we do not save anybody's life, and we just follow the strict, pure halacha, so then it would lead to pikuach nefashos for the remainder of the Jews. So the chasam sofer has a very famous tshuva that says that under all of these situations, Mishum Eva, because of the potential, Rachmon Litzlan, that there'd be pogroms and there'd be persecutions of the Jewish people, so therefore you are allowed to save them, because it in fact becomes hatzolas nefashos for Jews immediately at that time. And this is a very important principle. Halacha l'maisa. You can see this also in the issue footnote number 13, which I will do part of it right now. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down the Shelus Chuzach Hasam Sofer, and he says, "Mutul Hatzil Afilu Kishover Al Isa Daraisa." You're allowed to do anything over here, even in Isa Daraisa, for a known Nachri, for an absolute clear case where you're not dealing with a Yid. You're allowed to be over Isurim Daraisa to save the Nachri's life, the non-Jewish person's life. Because if you were not to do this over here, it would lead to a terrible, terrible piersum of pogroms in the world. And so this also, in fact, would be the halacha, and this is also brought down by Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. Shem lo yitofel, though who sakonos nefoshos liyisrael. If you don't go and take care of this person, especially if you're a rofe, for example, so therefore it would lead to a tremendous pikuach nefashos for Jewish people. And he adds, however, if at all possible, you should have a non-Jewish person do this work. It's talking about a doctor over there that you should try to switch to the non-Jewish doctor to work on Shabbos if that is at all possible. He says this is especially true in Chutz Laaretz over here, where it's very easy to find a rofe nachri, a non-Jewish person to switch with you. I should point out that there are other opinions other than what I mentioned from Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, both Zatzal. However, the halacha l'maisa, as I've been taught my Rabbeim and by these great gedolim, is that we are allowed to go even do Isurim Daraisa in order to save any person's life. The Chabad continues, he writes, Abel, im nekru kulam uvishasa kirosim perish echem mihem, if all of them moved, and then at the time that they were moving, one of them went into the other chotzer, lechotzer acheret zunof halov, and the house fell on him, then eimifachin ulov, then the halach would say that we don't allow you to go and say, because the entire first grouping has been uprooted from its place. So now we say Amrin and call it the Parsh, Ruba Parsh, and therefore you would not be allowed to save them theoretically in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin explains Pirush, Shenekru Lispazir, call Echel the Darko, Ubat Kivusum. They're all getting up to go about their way, each going in his own way. They're not making another new group, but they're now disbanding their first group and they all left. However, Aval Miyotsu Tekufim, Yachad, Zeacharzeh, but if they went out one by one, they're all still going together. So then, kiven da dain him b'chavura achas, they still consider that halachli as one group. So then they're called kavu again, nikro kavu, avidino kivim yikara. Then the halach would be the same as the first part of this sif. Sif gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mi shenof lolov mapolish, rechman al-islam, a house fell down on somebody. And we have many, many sfeikos over here. Sofik chai, sofik meis. Number one, we're not sure if he's alive, we're not sure if he's dead. Furthermore, sofik husham, sofik enusham. We're not sure if he's there, we're not sure if he's not there. The Mishnah Berurah actually points out in Sivkot and Ches that this should have been reversed. Haloshon magungam, it's a little bit mixed up over here, the loshon. The havili lachshu betchilo, he should have said this part first, sofik yeshno, is he there, is he not there? And only afterwards, vachaka, once you know that he's there, sofik chai is maybe he's alive, maybe he's not. The chenisa b'mishnah. And that's actually the way it's written in the Mishnah. Somehow the Lashon over here got mixed up. And then the Mechaber continues, Afilu Timsilo Mashusham. And if you want to say that he's over there, Safik Akim Safik Yitzro. It's a Safik whether he's a Yid or not. Mefakin Olav. You are allowed to go and remove the rubble, do any Yisurim over here in order to go and save the life. Afal Pishyesh Bo Kama Sfekos. With all these three Sfekos or even more that we just brought down, Pikuach Nefashos trumps everything. Sivkot and Tess in the Mishnah Berurah, Umayre Shoyosham Be'ez Hamapolis. We know that he was there at the time of the falling of the rubble. We don't know if he was able to get out or not. Then he says, Vinira du adin afilu lori no so mitrilo leheja. And this would be true even if he didn't know for certain that he was there. Rak babayizem, mitsuyim bin yadvim basis also. There are other people over there. Nami Michalin ufakasagal. You're allowed to go and remove all the rubble. If a person came secretly inside through a tunnel, that if a person's coming inside to kill you through a tunnel, you'd be allowed to go and kill him. His life is forfeit. So if the tunnel fell down, so you're not allowed to go save his life. The gavra katilu, he's already a dead man. This is based upon the poskim in the Gemara. Now we're in the middle of this Mishnah Berurah over here, but we're entering into a very important new inyan, which will have Dirshu Futzah number 13 and 14, which I do want to speak about in detail. So Mitzvah Hashem will save this for tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.